This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
This is Big Bear Mark, and I am very glad to have in the studio with me two of the stars of Bell Shakespeare's As You Like It, which is playing at the Arts Centre right now. I've got Zara Newman, and I've got Kelly Pataniti. Did I say it right, Kelly?
It was close. It was good.
I was really worried. I thought I was going to get it wrong. I almost got it right. And of course, you're in Bell Shakespeare's As You Like It at the moment. But I want to talk about your journey, I suppose, into acting as well. Because I noticed on the press release that I got from Bell Shakespeare saying that you're both up and coming actresses or actors. And I thought, no, you guys have been around forever. Yeah, well, not forever, but, you know, you are well established. I mean, I'll start with Zara because you're playing Rosalind in the play. But you have been in Rush. You've done many things with other theatre companies.
Yeah.
And you studied in Melbourne, is that right?
Yes, I studied at the VCA here in Melbourne. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess the idea of up and coming, I sort of feel like that spans a long time. I feel like, you could spend 15 years and, you know, coming up, I guess. And I would never want to feel like I've arrived anywhere. I kind of feel like the idea about being an actor, I think one of the things that draws me to being an actor is that the learning continues and that you continue to grow and develop and change and move, you know, the way that art trends move, or the way that we what we're trying to reflect back to society, or what we're trying to say as artists. I think that changes with time. Whilst we still remember sort of what is, you know, classic about art, or what we love about it, or, you know, have a retrospective about it, that's one of the great things about art, and I think about acting, you know, is that it continually shifts and changes. And so I would hope to continually shift and change as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I don't mind being called up.
That's a really good way of looking at it, I think.
It is. Yeah. And yourself, Kelly, I mean, obviously you might be very well known to a lot of our listeners because you appeared on Pack to the Rafters for season two, was it?
I did a small stint in season two, did a few episodes.
As Summer.
Yes.
And you also are currently... Are you still on Home and Away?
No, I finished Home and Away.
You finished.
But I was on there for about 2 years, yeah.
As Tamara Kingsley.
Yeah, little Tamara.
But also, and you've just appeared in Emerald City as well.
Yeah, at Griffin Theatre in Griffin Sydney. Theatre. Yeah.
Which you were quite praised for, I believe.
Nice.
And so now you're with Bell Shakespeare. Tell me, I mean, because I grew up in near Sydney, and I love Bell Shakespeare. I miss it a lot when it's not in Melbourne all the time. How was that process of, did you audition for Bell Shakespeare? Was it a case where they said, hey, come here and we want you to do this?
Well, we had kind of differing experiences with that. Zara can talk about hers. I auditioned for Peter Evans, who's the new co-artistic director at the moment of Bell Shakespeare. And kind of coming off Home and Away, I was really, really keen to do some theatre and sort of get back into that world. So I went in and read for a different character, and Pete cast me from that for the role of Celia, which I wasn't even aware I was going for. So it was really lovely, actually. It was really lovely. I only did one audition, which is always nice.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the role is, I mean, you're the cousin of Rosalind.
Yeah, that's right.
And you, when you get exiled, I'll say, but you have to then pretend you're an old woman, or your character then becomes an old woman. Is that right?
I think that might just be
that
from...
That is cool. We should try that tonight.
I think that might be from an image that you've seen. Oh, it's... My disguise does make me look like a little babushka lady, but she's not actually pretending to be an old lady.
I'm a little bit familiar with the play because I have done it. In a couple of plays I have seen... Cecile is an old woman. Yeah,
well, she does at some stage become a shepherdess, I suppose. And you could definitely go that way. I don't think I do exactly.
Sorry.
Only by default. but she does, yeah, they do kind of both embark on a disguise.
Yeah.
Mine's more reluctant, though, because I'm thrown in... I say that I'm going to disguise, but then I'm reluctantly thrown into the role of the shepherdess when Rosalind dubs me so to hide me.
The joke about the running away into the forest is that it's actually Celia's idea. She comes up with it. She goes, let's run away into the forest. But then when she gets there, she's like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't like this idea. And Rosalind has really taken the idea and run with it, just gone, you know, as far out as you can go with it. Rosalind's kind of done that.
Yeah. And Rosalind takes on a persona of a man.
Yes.
Ganymede.
Yes, yes.
And now, this is really interesting. So how's this production tackled that cross-dressing, trans?
Yeah.
How's the production handled that?
I think, I'm in a suit. A man's suit, but actually it's a suit that's been tailored to my body, so it's really a woman's suit. Yeah. And I think, you know, in terms of how we present something like that, a woman who dresses up as a man but then who pretends to be a woman, because when she's in the forest she's actually playing a game with her lover that she is a woman but she's dressed as a man. So there's so many layers happening, and in Shakespeare's day it would have been a little boy playing a woman dressed up as a man, pretending to be a woman.
Okay. You've just done my head.
It hurts the brain.
But I think, you know, in terms of presenting it in a modern context, I think actually what we tried to focus on was the idea that this is actually a love story, and it's actually about two souls meeting, and that what it needs to be about is the fact that it's regardless of what she is dressed in or what anybody is dressed in. It's actually about it's about two souls. It's about the soul of a person as opposed to whether or not they're male or female. And that actually it's about what everybody else sees or how they cast that person into roles of power or how they assume things about another person based on what they perceive that person to be. And I think that's a really subtle thing that we're trying to play with. And, you know, I kind of think that's more interesting than just sort of...
Gender kind of becomes irrelevant.
Yeah, and that actually, you know, I think in terms of a contemporary audience, I don't necessarily think it's interesting to present, oh, well, men are powerful and women just do whatever. You know, I'm not interested in doing that. Mm. I don't think that women who come to the theatre are interested in seeing... that
exactly
you know, portrayed by another woman. So I kind of hope that it's a very subtle thing to try and communicate through the production, but I'm hoping that we're, you know, achieving that, because I think it's a feminist play. You know, I think that Shakespeare actually wrote a feminist play, which is
wow. Okay.
I mean, it's a comedy. Okay. It's a comedy, guys. Come and laugh out loud. but I do. I think it's a I think it's a play about strong women and about
these other plays as well.
You know, and even the relationship between the two cousins, you know, is a very strong female relationship. Mm. And something that I said to Pete quite early on when I first read it was that I didn't want it to just turn into like a girly, something that's sappy or something, as some sort of perceived perception of what it is to have a very, very strong, meaningful female friendship, you know. I want it to be something deeper, like Thelma and Louise or something like that, you know. It's got
something
meaty to it. Yeah, and they go off to banishment together, you know. They flee, she flees her whole family and home with this woman, so it has to be more than that. It can't just be...
Yeah.
This girly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very strong bond that you two portray. And just seeing you here, you know, you've obviously got some great chemistry, and I'm sure that would come across on stage. And also the play it's one of Shakespeare's probably best loved plays. And it's got some of the best known speeches. It's got All the World's a Stage, of course, Jacques says that. Have you done anything with the language in this production, or is it definitely Shakespearean language?
It's definitely, we've stuck to the language.
It's
been cut.
Yeah.
But as you know, you may already know, and we've talked about this a lot, Shakespeare's plays were designed to be cut. So, you know, I don't think we're doing anything, you know, out of the ordinary by doing that.
No, I understand. I mean, I once directed a Anthony and Cleopatra, and it was like meant to be 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, you can't do a 3 hour long play.
And he never would have wanted you to anyway. He never, he was cutting stuff all the time.
All the time, exactly. Yeah. So it's very interactive. Like, you can make it as poignant to today as you would like.
And, you know, this play, As You Like It, is actually Shakespeare's play that has the most songs in it, music.
Wow.
So there's a lot of music in it. We have Abby Tucker, who's like the singer for the show, and Kelly Ryle, who's our composer, composed a lot of music for the songs. So there's songs written, but we didn't have any music for it. So Kelly's composed a whole lot of songs. It's sort of like a rockabilly jazz kind of style. So that as well.
That's excellent. Now, you've already played in Sydney and Canberra to fairly well packed audiences. How was it for you, Kelly, actually getting on stage at the Opera House? Was that special, or was that?
It was quite special, kind of unexpectedly so. I mean obviously I was like, oh great, you know, get to perform in the Opera House, but actually going sort of backstage and getting your stage pass and being like, oh, this is going to be my home for a little while. It was quite lovely and quite a nice moment. Yeah.
I think that might be one achievement for many actors in Australia. That's
definitely a bucket list tick as well.
Which is fantastic. Now, of course, you are playing at the Fairfax studio at the Arts Centre right now. I'll tell you how to get tics in a second. I just want to quickly say thank you very much for coming in. What's next for Zara and Kelly? You got eyes set beyond this production, or is you just worried about this production at the moment?
It's hard. You're always kind of torn. You're really enjoying what you're doing, but then there's always that little niggling person that is saying, what are you doing next, though?
I know. And I'm
not like, you, I mean in my mind.
Well, I am as well. I'm saying, what are you doing next?
I'm actually going to go to America and do some meetings and stuff over there.
Fantastic.
I'm talking to Belle about some potential stuff next year. Who knows? It's all very up in the air. Things hopefully.
Excellent. What about you, Zara?
Great.
I'm very lucky this year to have quite a busy year. Next up, I do a show with Malthouse Theatre here in Melbourne.
And fantastic
with
venue.
With the STC, with the Sydney Theatre Company.
Yeah.
And then a show at Belvoir Theatre Company in Sydney as well.
I used to love going to Belvoir when I was in Sydney.
Yeah, so really awesome companies to work for, and really
great
lucky.
We'll definitely see you two around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the As You Like It, Belle Shakespeare, it's playing right now till the 10th of May. It's at the Arts Centre Melbourne, and you can get your tickets at artscentremelbourne.com.au. It's at the Fairfax Studio. It is selling out really quickly, so if you didn't win tickets last week on Joy, you need to get in and get your tickets now. There is also what I think, and I love this, Belle does an under 30 special.
Yeah.
So if you are under 30 years old, maybe you haven't seen a great Shakespeare yet, this is your chance, because Belle Shakespeare is amazing. And that's just, I'm not getting paid to say that. It's just the truth. They are amazing company. So I want to thank you very much, Zara and Kelly, for coming in today and taking out your time from rehearsals and the play. And break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.